listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The rental market remains as tight as ever on the Limestone Coast. According to the latest data from Domain, it shows the region's vacancy rate was 0.7% during the first quarter of the year, which is lower than the average across regional Australia. Domain's property editor, Alice Stoles, says there are two factors as to why our rental market is so tight.
The migration to the state, as well as also people just really seeking out affordability.
A family home in Mount Gambier has been decimated by fire. MFS and CFS crews were called to an address on Altinio Drive just before 9 a.m. yesterday. The blaze was extinguished in half an hour, but not before causing $600,000 worth of damage. Fire investigators believe the blaze was caused by an electrical fault with a power board. There's a new law in South Australia to protect RAA workers attending roadside breakdowns. Motorists will have to slow to 25 k's while passing, as we already do for emergency services. The RAA's Charles Mountain says there's been too many near misses involving its workers.
We're also attending to breakdowns on more high-speed roads as well, as people live further out and travel to and from on roads with higher speed limits. So that all adds to the increased level of concern about safety.
And the District Council of Robe has appointed a new member of its Audit and Risk Committee. Jason Rees joins two existing members of the committee, assisting council with matters such as compliance and financial oversight. He enters the role with a diverse background of experience, including as Chief Financial Officer of Viterra Australia. Round two of the K&T football netball season is on this weekend. In the senior competition, Keith v Border Districts will be one to watch, both sides having recorded wins in last week's opening round. Elsewhere, current ladder leaders Mandela will host Kybe Bolite.